Let's ask.
Let's find out why. Hello, little thinkers. Today we have the most fantastic question from Isabella. She wants to know why giraffes have long necks because she doesn't need one to reach her cereal.
Oh my stars, Isabella. That made me giggle so hard. You're absolutely right. You can reach your cereal bowl just fine with your perfectly sized neck.
Ha ha ha! Isabella, you're such a smart thinker. But imagine if your breakfast was hanging 20 feet up in a tree. Then you might want a giraffe neck.
Exactly. Giraffes are like nature's built-in ladders. Their long necks help them reach the yummiest leaves that other animals can't get to.
It's like having a super long arm that can stretch way up high. Giraffes eat leaves from acacia trees that grow as tall as a three-story house.
Isabella, imagine if all the ice cream in the world was kept on the top shelf of a really, really tall refrigerator. You'd want a long neck too.
But here's the amazing part. Giraffes didn't always have long necks. A long, long time ago, their great-great-great-grandparents had shorter necks.
Wow! So what happened? Did they stretch their necks like we stretch our arms when we wake up in the morning?
Not exactly. It's more like a super slow game that took millions of years. Some baby giraffes were born with slightly longer necks than others.
Oh, I get it. The baby giraffes with longer necks could reach more food, so they grew big and strong and had their own long-necked babies.
Brain-tastic, Pia. It's like if Isabella's cereal bowl was always placed higher and higher each day, eventually the people with longer necks would be better at breakfast.
Ha 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 ha! The great breakfast neck evolution. But Isabella, here's a super cool fact. A giraffe's neck has the same number of bones as your neck.
7 neck bones. Just like you, Isabella, but each of their neck bones is about as long as a ruler. Your neck bones are tiny like puzzle pieces.
Imagine if your pencils were as long as baseball bats. That's what happened to giraffe neck bones. They grew super duper long.
And Isabella, here's something that might blow your brain bubbles. Giraffes also use their long necks like giant hammers.
Wait, Ben, giraffes use hammers? Do they build tree houses?
Ha ha! Not real hammers, Pia. When two giraffe boys want to show off, they swing their heavy heads like wrecking balls. Bonk, bonk, bonk.
Holy hippocampus! It's like they're playing the world's tallest bumper cars. Isabella, imagine if you settled playground arguments with gentle head bonks.
But there's a super tricky problem with having such a long neck, Isabella. Can you guess what it might be?
Oh, I know. Getting blood all the way up to their brain. It's like trying to suck juice through a super long crazy straw.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it. A giraffe's heart is as big as a basketball and pumps blood with the power of a fire truck engine.
And when they bend down to drink water, Isabella, they have special valves in their neck. So all that blood doesn't whoosh to their head and make them dizzy.
It's like having tiny traffic lights in your neck saying stop and go to your blood. Pretty amazing engineering, don't you think, Isabella?
Speaking of drinking water, here's something funny. Giraffes have to do the splits just to get their mouths down to a water puddle.
They spread their front legs really wide and do this awkward giraffe yoga pose. Imagine if you had to do gymnastic moves every time you wanted a drink.
Isabella, giraffes are basically the skyscrapers of the animal world. They can be as tall as a two-story house.
And their long necks help them spot danger from really far away. They're like living watchtowers that can see lions sneaking around.
Plus, Isabella, baby giraffes get the most dramatic entrance ever. They fall 6 feet to the ground when they're born because their moms are so tall.
Imagine your first moment of life being like jumping off a diving board. But don't worry. Baby giraffes are built tough and bounce right up.
Here's another neck mystery, Isabella. Giraffes can clean their own ears with their 20-inch tongues. Can you touch your ear with your tongue?
Their tongues are dark purple or black to protect them from sunburn. It's like having built-in sunscreen on your tongue.
Ben, I just thought of something. Isabella, what if humans had evolved like giraffes? What if all our food grew on really tall trees?
Great galaxies. We'd all have necks like periscopes. Schools would need really tall ceilings, and beds would be 20 feet long.
And Isabella, you'd need a ladder to brush your teeth. But luckily for us, our food grows closer to the ground.
The amazing thing is, Isabella, every animal is perfectly designed for its own life. Giraffes for tall trees, elephants for heavy lifting, and you for reaching your cereal.
So, Isabella, the next time you eat breakfast, without stretching your neck 20 feet. You can smile and think about how perfectly you're built for your life.
And maybe next time you see a giraffe at the zoo, you can wave hello to those amazing 20-foot-tall leaf-eating machines.
Isabella, your question made us explore millions of years of evolution, basketball-sized hearts, and gymnastic water drinking. What an adventure!
Thank you, Isabella, for asking such a wonderfully tall question. Your curiosity just helped us discover the amazing world of giraffe engineering.
Keep wondering about the amazing animals around us, little thinkers. Every creature has its own special superpowers.
Until next time, stay curious and keep asking those brain-tickling questions. Your cereal-reaching necks are absolutely perfect just the way they are.